Welcome to Manager Tools. Today's cast, the manager and the vaccine. The questions this cast answers are, what is my role relative to my direct's vaccination status? How do I handle directs who aren't vaccinated? And what role do my own opinions play in my team's vaccinations? If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Folks, just another product announcement, as we like to say here internally, a PSA, a public service announcement for those of you who might be interested. If you're a manager, we have a virtual effective hiring manager conference taking place September 21 and 22. So coming up here in just a couple of weeks. My second book, The Effective Hiring Manager, is all about the hiring process and preparing questions and asking questions and listening to answers and making decisions and so on. And we delve into that in even more detail at our Effective Hiring Manager Conference. So please sign up on the website for a virtual EHMC 21 and 22 September.
Kate, the pandemic of COVID-19 has made our lives much more interesting, to say the least. Interesting is the word we're going to use for the purposes of this context and the roles of us at work and of us as managers at work have become much harder. As we've been saying for years, remote management is much more challenging than managing in person. Mm-hmm. And most managers, let's be honest, were barely keeping up before they moved remote. Mm-hmm. And now this new world, the remoteness of it, all the complexities that come with all of this whole situation throws even more at us. Remote management, the lack of communication, Zoom burnout, whipshot priorities, supply chain disruption, travel restrictions, budget cuts, layoffs, retention challenges. I mean, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. And here we are. One more to add to our list of stressful items is vaccinations. What is a manager's role in terms of vaccinations, and how do we do our duty?
And as always, we've got the answer for you. So we are going to cover four things today. First, private organizations are within their rights to mandate vaccines. Second, a manager's first responsibility is to the organization. Third, the manager must support organizational vaccine rules. Fourth and finally, effective managers will communicate frequently with their directs. We start with the fact that a private organization is within their right here.
Yeah.
Obviously, we kind of suspect or we assume that you know this. And in case you don't, private organizations, at least in the United States, are entitled to enforce any reasonable precaution that is in the service of the organization's mission and continuity. If you're thinking about this, especially in the States, this is a derivation of the right to freely assemble. Mm-hmm. Part of the U.S. Bill of Rights in our Constitution. And most first world countries, even without explicit constitutionally granted rights in this area, have also come to the same state of affairs, that private organizations can, of course, mandate what they expect from their employees around vaccinations. And as a general rule, this is because free peoples are not required to join the organization. Mm-hmm. No one has to join any private organization. It's a choice. If you had to join, it would be a violation of your individual rights.
Exactly, i.e. not constitutional.
Right. And this means that those who are in the organization joined it freely and accept the norms of the organization freely. That's a personal choice that you have made. And if at any time someone no longer agrees with the ends and ways and means of the organization, they're free to leave.
Exactly.
By the way, this also leads to the concept of at-will employment. A company can fire someone for a host of reasons in the same way that employees can quit the organization at any time for any reason or for no reason at all.
Exactly.
These are essentially the inevitable outcomes of human freedoms that we take for granted.
Exactly. Organizations, again, as Kate just stated, the organizations we choose to join can require our employees to travel or not, to wear masks or not, to perform calisthenics in the morning or not, or as a more real example, not bringing outside food into the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
Individuals who find these sorts of organizationally imposed requirements all legal, all reasonable in the eyes of the organization, either burdensome or invasive or disagreeable, can choose either not to associate with that organization by not taking a job there,
mm-hmm.
or they can quit their job at will in the event that the ways and means of the organizations change in such a way that they are no longer in agreement with.
And I think we've touched on this before in a lot of our casts. The example I always think of is badges. If your company says you have to wear a badge and you find that to be anathema,
yep.
you don't have to wear a badge and you can't work there.
Yeah. Non-employees don't have to wear badges.
Right.
Congratulations. So,
yeah, good, good, right? It's like, oh, I've mm-hmm. made this choice. If you don't want to do something that the organization requires you do, you don't have to engage with that organization. In the same way that people make choices about where they purchase things or, you know, you hear that a lot. I have recently had a conversation with someone that they found a particular corporation not to their liking, and so they don't shop there.
Right.
And that is a right in this country, the United States, that you have that you can take full advantage of. You have the ability to make that choice. And
you are free.
You are free. You get to make your own choices around where you work. And if you choose to associate yourself with a certain organization, the organization can also make choices that affect
yeah.
you, like badges and
exactly.
vaccines. And if we're having this discussion, if you start to think through this and really carry this thought experiment forward, it doesn't take a long time to realize that while private organizations can adopt any number of rules, those rules become either a help or a hindrance. They can be a positive or a negative, and it not just to the mission, but ultimately to the continuity of the organization.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is why most organizations have generally similar rules regarding employment, right? Many people don't realize that because the examples we see are those in news and popular culture and intended to point out where organizations are doing things differently.
Mm-hmm.
But it's true. An organization that goes too far in a single direction might end up having hiring problems.
Mm-hmm.
So generally, the rules are similar between organizations, and thus the value of the free market, competition, and individual freedom of choice exists. Organizations are generally pretty similar.
Yeah. At most places, you get paid via direct deposit with a system that they use. And if you're not interested in that—
Yeah. You don't want them to know your bank account number?
This is not the place for you.
Right. Work somewhere that pays checks.
And again, that's a really simple example of most organizations are very similar.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
The last time I was paid another way was before those systems existed. Yeah. So
yeah, I don't even know if those things exist anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. Can I just get cash every Friday? Would that be a thing?
I think actually what I would request is gold bullion.
Yeah.
Right? You know, I really like for my money to have weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Just a little bag of gold at the end of the week.
Yeah, or like Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
No, definitely.
No.
Right. Definitely.
So
no.
Here we then are in 2021, and likely forever into the future, to be honest, being faced with choices organizations are making regarding vaccine requirements. And some organizations are requiring them, and some aren't. And this again is the result of an organizational choice. Does the organization believe that the value of mandatory vaccines outweigh the cost in terms of compliance, in terms of retention, in terms of health and safety? And They're difficult to answer and multivariate questions, to say nothing of public perception of whether vaccines are a net good or aren't. Organizations are talking about it.
Yeah, and whether this is a net positive for the world or not, we're not. That's not our purview of this cast. This is directly related to what your organization is doing and your responsibility as a member of the organization. And it's so funny, I was just talking to somebody a couple of days ago about their organization, which was a daycare, requiring MMR vaccine, measles, mumps, rubella. She said, this isn't new to me at all because I've worked for years and years in a place that already required a specific vaccine. Yes. So I have, in the same way that when I went to university, you know, you have to have these vaccines. Mm-hmm. And now we've got a new one, we've got a new situation, and your organization may or may not be requiring vaccines right now. Many organizations who do not require vaccines are no doubt watching the marketplace, seeing what other people's ideas are, seeing how other organizations implement this to really determine what the effect of a vaccine would be on their business.
Right.
So even if your organization doesn't require vaccines, it may be coming. Yeah, it absolutely could require vaccines for any number of reasons. Like, you know, the travel. Yeah, there's all kinds of implications.
Any number of reasons.
Here. And so,
absolutely.
The question then becomes, what will you do when your organization requires vaccines? What if your organization only now encourages them? Mm-hmm. What if your organization's encouraging vaccines by requiring strict and frequent testing for those who chose not to get vaccinated? Mm-hmm. Any effective manager would have answered these questions before they're even put to her.
Exactly. Think it through so you're not caught off the spot in the hallway when somebody asks you a random question about the vaccine. And ultimately, that takes us into the next point of our cast. It is a manager's first responsibility to fulfill the needs of the organization. What that means is, regardless of your personal opinions, to be a manager is to accept that your primary responsibility is to support your organization. The most common way this requirement is learned is when a manager's relationship with their direct reports comes into conflict with the needs of the organization. A more specific example is when a manager is expected to lay off a favored employee. A manager has no choice. The individual manager, of course, has a choice. But a manager, the role of manager, doesn't allow for that. Mm-hmm. And some of our more longtime listeners of MT are going to remember this topic from our guidance a number of years ago. Our cast about whether or not a manager can be friends with their directs. Mm-hmm. In short, the answer is no.
Yeah.
They can't. And they can't because to play the role of friend comes with it implied responsibilities, which will inevitably come into conflict with the role of manager and the organizational responsibilities required of that.
Yeah, you can't fire your friends.
Right.
From being your friend, right? I was in San Francisco once and I was in a client training and I said, well, it's because you can't fire your friends. And this guy said, yeah, I can. I delete them from Facebook, which, no, that's not how it works. The idea being that if you are just someone's friend, you're not responsible for how they pay their mortgage. But if you're their manager, you have some part in whether or not they can pay their mortgage.
They're able to pay their bills.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And even if you don't, we've covered this, but even if you don't feel differently about the role of friend and manager, your directs do. The way they feel about you is different than the way they feel about their friends. And again, you could be friendly, but you may choose in the scenario where you're supposed to lay someone off, but they're a friend person, somebody you're friends with. If you, as an individual manager, choose not to honor your responsibility to the organization by refusing to lay a person off, in that moment, you are essentially surrendering your responsibility as a manager. Mm-hmm. And it means relinquishing your authority as a manager. because the authority that you have is obviously built upon your responsibilities and whether or not you're going to carry those out. So it means resigning from your role, essentially. And a lot of managers then wish that there was a way to move down in the organization.
Right?
I don't want to do this, but I don't want to leave. So I just want, you know, I just want to go back to the rank and file. Some organizations do allow this. Most don't. And of course, that makes total sense from the organization's perspective, because if they've asked you to do something in support of the organization and you refuse to do so, it means that, hey, guess what? There might be another time where you are asked and refuse, mm-hmm. and that puts the company at risk. They then know that you are a risk through your behavior.
Totally. So if you refuse to accept the responsibilities associated with management, you no longer get to be a manager. I mean, it's kind of simple.
In the same way that if you chose not to accept them in the first place, you wouldn't be a manager.
Yeah.
Right? Going back to that whole free will thing. If you don't want to be a manager, hey, guess what? You don't have to accept the responsibilities. Right. But if you do,
this is what comes with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right. And I mean, it's a little bit funny to admit here that this is one of the underlying reasons why management effectiveness is so poor in many organizations, i.e., many managers are already not meeting their responsibilities. Now, part of the reason they're not meeting their responsibilities is because they don't know how.
Mm-hmm.
And their organizations sanction this ineffectiveness by allowing them to continue fulfilling this lack of effectiveness and then don't train them. So these things exist. And I mean, you guys might think that vaccinations are different than, say, being friends with your directs. But in truth, conceptually, they're not.
Mm-mm.
And you might think there's a moral issue here, though, and I'm morally opposed to taking a vaccine or requiring other to do it. And I mean, it's a valiant stance, but it's a misguided one.
Yeah. While a moral stance holds a special place in human interactions, as a general rule, moral stands only exist when there isn't an accommodation to address the conflict. If there's no other recourse, that's when we take a stand. And in this case, the manager with a moral stance against anything in an organization can make use of his right of freedom of association.
Yeah.
And can choose, hey, I no longer associate with this organization.
Exactly.
So if you're going to take a moral stand, know that it's a bit untenable for you to do so in that there is a recourse immediately available
there
to
is.
You. What you're hoping to do is take a stand and not have to execute the recourse. That's what you want. You want to say, okay, well, I don't want to do this, but I also don't want to do this other thing.
Mm-hmm.
And heads up, y'all, a moral stand does not always allow you to stay in your role.
Exactly. And to go a step further, you can make your moral stand while not being employed by that organization with whom you disagree. Morally stand.
Over there.
Outside the organization. Yeah, exactly. That's how this works.
Yeah. In the same way that you may say, there are companies I don't want to work for because of some other type of moral issue, that's okay. That we support you. We
totally
support you. And there are other places to work if that's where you're at.
Yeah.
If this is the conflict you find yourself in. And quite frankly, if you believe that something that your organization is asking of you is morally unacceptable, you have my full support in going to work somewhere else.
Absolutely.
I respect your stand, respect your feelings, respect your thoughts, and
absolutely,
you know, fully support you in finding another job, because this job requires supporting the organization.
And this organization requires vaccines.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
The manager has to support the organizational requirements around vaccines and the rules. The distillation of all of this when applied to our modern organizations and potential interests in vaccines is simple. A manager in an organization which mandates vaccines must get herself vaccinated and also require and potentially monitor all of her employees' vaccination statuses.
Mm-hmm. And you might be thinking, whoa, that's kind of discordant.
Mm.
And you're not entirely wrong. That is, there are rules regarding respecting employees' health information. And different companies handle it differently. Nevertheless, the present thinking in it, in this area, as it relates to a manager's responsibilities, is that whether or not an employee has met a requirement for employment, that is, even if it involves healthcare, The situation is actually not about healthcare. It's a non-negotiable in terms of employment In the event of an organizational vaccine mandate. And, I mean, Kate mentioned, there's precedence here. An easy example would be when organizations or for specific roles require employment drug tests.
If you don't want to get a drug test, you don't have to work here.
You don't have to do a job that requires a drug test. Exactly.
100%.
Or for healthcare.
Yeah.
There have been vaccine mandates for healthcare and for daycare and for
MMR.
Yeah, exactly. These have been requirements for years. So there's precedence Around vaccine mandates. This is just a new, different vaccine that, I mean, has been mandated in our lifetimes.
And not even, I don't think for most of us, mandated yet.
Yeah.
And it's coming. That's why we're, You know, usually-
Yes, getting you prepared in advance.
One of the things that we try to make sure that we do with our podcast is to have them be timeless rather than timely. And so we try really hard to put out guidance that will resonate now and in 10 years. And unfortunately, I do think this will be a part of our lives for a long time.
I really do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My thoughts on it are just that, you know, because right now I think we're seeing the down slope of the Delta variant spike. I think what we're looking at here is years of vaccines that rotate the same way that the flu shot does.
Yeah.
In the same thing, right? The flu changes and COVID changes. And so you'll have to get New vaccines for new strains. And I said this to somebody yesterday. I said, you know, eventually I think the COVID vaccine will be included in your flu shot.
Oh, that would be nice. All in one.
Why not? Right?
I don't know. I don't know anything about vaccines, but that would be really cool.
I think that there's probably a reason why
temperature. I think it's temperature.
That could be it. They're definitely really different. The way the vaccines work are very different. And doesn't matter. To be clear, if you're a manager and your organization mandates vaccines for all employees, you must get vaccinated. Okay, there's exceptions. Very rare exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And once you're vaccinated, it's then your responsibility to communicate the mandate to your employees and to continue doing so, except in some very special and rare situations, until they too have gotten vaccinated. This is your responsibility should your organization require it and mandate it.
Absolutely. Regarding your own vaccination, keep two things in your mind if you're hesitating. One, you can resign and you won't have to get vaccinated.
Yep.
Done. And here we are back to that freedom of association and Individual freedoms as well. And two, imagine how effective you'll be ensuring that your directs get vaccinated if you yourself have not. Sounds like a bit of a double standard. Your directs aren't going to do it. If you don't do it, it's not going to work.
Yeah. And y'all, I mean, I just had last week a friend of mine fire someone who didn't get vaccinated, lied about their vaccine status.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, it was bad. And then also was telling everybody else that they needed to get vaccinated. And I can't imagine the tension between the two positions of I'm not going to do it, but I want you to do it. Again, that's one of those, how can you keep those two things?
That's why you have to fabricate a vaccination.
That's why he did. Absolutely.
Right, because otherwise no one takes you seriously.
Yeah, no one's listening to that. Good.
Exactly.
If our organization encourages and doesn't mandate vaccines, we have to encourage
vaccines.
It's our responsibility. And a really good way to do that is to set the example get vaccinated. It's quite easy to do so now. If you're not already vaccinated, it is quite easy in the States to get vaccinated. And I think, too, in Canada, yeah?
In Canada, it's quite easy to get vaccinated. Yeah, I'm not sure it stretches much further than that, but...
I don't know. I think I just saw that the EU is one of the highest in terms of percentages.
Oh.
It's like 70-something and like overall. I think I just found out that you can get like a rapid test over the counter at CVS now.
Yeah.
It's really, there's a lot.
Things are getting easy.
Yeah, it's getting a lot easier. Our job, if the organization is encouraging vaccines, is to set the example, get vaccinated. Again, you can choose not to, and there are reasons.
Totally.
And you cannot reasonably wish to be able to not get vaccinated and at the same time believe that you'll be highly effective in your responsibility when you have to encourage others to do so.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a lot. And it's even kind of silly, I would say, to assume that our lack of example setting won't hurt our future ability to communicate and inspire our team members, even in daily operational work.
Right.
We just recorded a couple of weeks ago, Sarah, you and I, the cast where we talked about the middleman test, again, part two, and where this is less middleman test because it's not about being in the middle. It is about the idea that you would never inflict upon your directs something that you're not willing to do. And so if y'all, if you're not willing, if you're not going to accept it yourself, you have a recourse. And it would be unreasonable, I think, for you to say, well, I'm not going to do this. I need everybody else to do it. And so maybe your position is, okay, I'm going to do it in support of my organization because that's the professional thing to do.
Folks, just another reminder here that if you're looking for a way to be spending those remaining fiscal year funds, we can help. We think our trainings are priced fairly, but every once in a while, we do have to pass along a price increase, and we're doing so on October 1st. If you book now before October 1st, you can pay at the lower rate. We've been doing this for years, mainly because Mike and I have said, how would we want one of our vendors, one of the companies that we are customers of, how would we want them to treat us? And we thought, well, we'd like to know before price increases come so we can get a chance to buy at one price. And so at the earlier price is the lower price. So even if you're going to book for October, November, December, January, February, whatever, as long as you're willing to book a date, we'll be happy to give you the price that's locked in now until the end of September. So reach out to us, Maggie@manager-tools.com, or you can call the number on the website, which I don't know what it is, to be honest, or I'd tell you. Thanks. Hope to see you at a future event.
Then, of course, because this is something we always talk about, communication.
Yeah, absolutely. Effective managers will communicate frequently with their directs. And I mean, that's the crux of the issue here, right? Mm-hmm. We know what we have to do. So how do we do it? And as it so often does, it boils down to trust and communication. If you've not built a trusting relationship with your directs, the stress of a vaccine mandate could potentially be a significant problem. Mm-hmm. You may be obligated to communicate and enforce the mandate, but be completely ineffective in doing so without those relationships. But because the mandate is legally justifiable and a reasonable requirement in terms of your organization, this means you're not going to be doing your job well. Mm-hmm. And it seems melodramatic to say so, but you could lose your job even if you yourself get vaccinated, if you can't convince your team to do so as well.
Absolutely. And I'd love to be able to tell you that you'll hear from your chain of command about what your company's policy is and how it is changing rather than hearing about it from organizational press releases. And I can't guarantee that. We can't say that that's the case. We've asked around in our community, the MT community, about organizational policies that we've heard about. And several have said they hadn't heard anything. And they hadn't even heard what we had heard.
What we heard.
Or seen in writing.
Exactly. What we knew was true. Yeah.
Right. If you see it in the journal and then the people who work there haven't heard it, that's really scary. If you do hear something from an external source or the press, talk to your boss immediately.
Exactly.
I mean, just seriously, immediately, even better if your network includes someone in HR or legal and you can verify it with them.
Right, exactly.
And also still talk to your boss.
Absolutely, exactly.
Yeah.
So before we get to the actual verbiage, what to say, let's talk first about your choice of how to say it. Mm-hmm. We strongly recommend all of these types of communications come verbally and are delivered to your entire team. Now, a Zoom meeting is fine. A face-to-face is better, but a Zoom is fine if that's all you've got. For general announcements like this, we'd not recommend individual meetings.
Right. Staff meeting, team meeting.
Exactly.
A meeting at mm-hmm. which the purpose of the meeting is efficiency of communication.
Exactly. Yeah. Even a one-off meeting called specifically to address this issue.
Yeah.
But we'd not recommend you do it individually in your manager tools O3s.
Mm-mm. Discussion can happen there.
Totally. Like after the fact. Yeah.
But there's a big risk, right? If you only talk about it in the one-on-ones, that everybody thinks, that people think that it's not being delivered to everybody, that there's not a consensus and
right.
all that stuff. So we give the overall stuff to everybody.
Exactly. And people actually might think it's riskier to do it in front of a group, because what if there's an individual that disagrees, or they're a naysayer, or it could turn into something? But it's much more an efficiency killer to do it individually. Mm-hmm. Many of your directs are going to ask the exact same questions, and you're going to be forced to repeat the same answer multiple times.
Mm-hmm.
What's more, unless you're reading a prepared script, your answers might be quite similar. And yet, because communication is what the listener does, heard quite differently.
And if it's not a group setting, you have no recourse when somebody says, this is what I heard, and somebody else says, this is what I heard. Because in fact, there is a chance that you said it differently to those two people on an individual basis. And so
absolutely.
You're in a tight spot there.
Exactly.
Oh gosh. And just because we know better, y'all don't do this by email.
Right?
Obviously, we shouldn't have to say.
If that's what you're thinking, oh, you want to be efficient, guys. You want to be efficient? Let's do it by email. Don't do it by email.
No.
We need to re-release our cast. What is it called, Kate? When not to send email? What is that one called? That's not what it's called, but it's about when email doesn't work. This is one of those examples.
100%. There's
yeah.
enough emotion about these things that you don't want to send an email and then have all kinds of private conversations and Slack and email exchanges, creating factions and chances for resistance.
Right, exactly. Right.
We get the mindset, y'all. Email might be easier for you and it's less effective for the organization, for the delivery, for the team. And assuming you're doing MTO3s, why were you investing so heavily in trusting relationships?
Yeah, if you're not going to use it.
That you're not going to rely on the trust during such an important issue.
Yeah. This is what it's for.
I've seen a lot of, especially specifically the New York Times has put out a lot of articles about how to convince people to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And they do, you know, they give you some verbiage, all that stuff. The premise of every single one of those articles that I have read and interacted with is this person you're talking to has to trust you. There has to be a relationship. Like,
yeah.
People are not convinced by a stranger on the street 95% of the time.
No, never.
They're convinced. If they were going to be convinced by that, they'd already be convinced, right? But they're convinced by loved ones.
No, exactly. Lots of strangers have said it.
For personal reasons, right? I'd like you to get vaccinated so my grandmother doesn't get ill, things like that.
Yeah.
So you're going to use that trusting relationship here. And quite frankly, it's going to be very valuable to you. And I wouldn't even characterize it as using the relationship, but as being aware that your relationship is a positive in mm-hmm. this interaction where there's fear and doubt and emotion and, mm-hmm. you know, consternation.
Absolutely.
Which brings us to what do we say?
Yeah, what should you say? Well, we've got a couple of, I'm going to say, scripts written for you here.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your firm doesn't require, we should say before we go into the scripts, if your firm doesn't require vaccines, to be clear, you don't need to either. Even if you've got a team member or two who are vocally suggesting, that that's what you or your employer should do, your role as a manager, with your primary responsibility, again, being to the organization, really precludes you from indulging those team members. It goes without saying that if your organization doesn't mandate vaccines, managers can't mandate vaccines either. So keep that in mind.
Also, if your organization isn't mandating vaccines and you wish that they did, since you can't say that they should and you can't tell your people to do it, you could also exert your free will and work somewhere else.
Yes, that is that also. Exactly. So yes, if you're in a non-vaccine required but encouraged organization, your communications to your team might sound like, folks, if you've not heard anything, the company isn't mandating vaccines. That doesn't mean we won't, but for now, you don't have to. Here's what the company's guidance is regarding masks and social distancing and working from home. I'll be following up with each of you individually to answer any questions you might think of after I answer questions here.
If your organization does require vaccines, you could say this. Folks, our organization is now mandating that all employees get vaccinated. I know some of you are already vaccinated and some of you are not. For those of you who are, all you'll need to do is submit proof thereof. You'll learn how in an email you'll be getting, I'm told, tomorrow. I think this just means submitting or uploading a picture of your vaccination card. For those of you who aren't vaccinated, I believe you'll have 30 days to do so. Until then, there are some rules about masking and testing I'll cover in a minute. It will be my job to persuade you to do so. I can tell you right now, I want every one of you to stay. And I know you have reasons, and I hope to work through those with you.
And after that, you're probably going to start going over your organization's more detailed guidance, right? Answering questions. And to be honest, guys, while we'd love to, we really can't script out all of the possible answers to every question that you possibly get. There's just too many permutations. Every company is going to have its own approach. We do recommend you have handy, like when I say handy, I mean in your hand, any organizational guidance. And don't be afraid to read straight from the organizational memo upon which this was. You don't have to wing it. Read the words from the page.
Yeah.
We encourage you to share via email afterwards whatever organizational information, details, sites you have with more details on vaccination guidance. And as licensees, which many of you probably are, we encourage you to make copies of this podcast show notes and share them with your team members as well.
Let's take it a step further, since we're here, using some basic behavioral tendencies to modify how we communicate with different team members. The purpose here, well, our purpose is to help you persuade your team members who may be hesitant to get vaccinated. When your company mandates vaccines for employees, you are not only obligated to inform them of the rules, but to persuade them to be vaccinated. Effective managers do not rely on corporate emails from unknown staffers to get their, their team members vaccinated and manage retention.
Right.
And by the way, we know of a few companies who are tightly controlling their messaging and telling managers to stay out of the conversation.
Yeah.
That's dumb. That's dumb. And we're not going to help propagate and continue a stupid idea. As we like to say, we don't give advice for how to do things. We don't recommend that you do.
Exactly.
All right. So for your driven top performer who might be vaccine hesitant, you might say, Julie, you know senior people are going to be paying attention to this. Do you really want them to see you defying what they believe is a necessity for the health and continuity of the entire organization? That won't help your career here.
Mm-hmm. Or for your more inspirational people leader on the team, you could say, Eric, others pay attention to you. You're not getting vaccinated could cause others to choose to do the same. How are you going to feel if others lose their jobs here because you didn't get vaccinated? Ouch.
For your analytical genius, it might sound like this. The analysis here is simple. It's a requirement of the job, just like having a passport or being able to run projects. It feels more personal, surely. And we don't have the luxury of everyone getting to make their own choices and then having a massive outbreak that threatens the entire company's health because we're all part of a system.
Mm-hmm. And then for your always puts others first superstar, it could be Tom. You're risking others around here if you don't get vaccinated. Your teammates are going to think you don't care about them. That's got to worry you.
Despite our personal predilections, managers have special responsibilities. This may not be one of your favorites. And that's the thing about doing one's duty. We don't get to have favorites.
Yeah, exactly.
Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, everyone. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Thank you.